You're listening to Our Given Purpose, the podcast. I am Tori, your host, and I'm here to help you gain clarity, organize your thoughts, and prepare to focus on your assignment. Let's COP, cop our purpose together. If you are new here, welcome. I invite you to check the show notes so you can start at the beginning. If you are returning, thank you for continuing to progress with us. These are exciting days filled with hope because we know our place within the kingdom of God. This is season 4 and week 9 of Elements of Arrogance and Pride. Please download and share this content. Adding us to your library is absolutely free, and you'll be notified when new podcasts are available. Additional links and information can be found at OurGivenPurpose.com. Let's clarify, organize, and prepare with God. Your exclusive mentoring session begins now. Arrogance, the ultimate betrayal of social media, the podcast, season 4, episode 17. Hey, person of purpose, we're going to begin this mentoring session with a story. Allow me to take you back in time. The year, 2011. You tweeted about your relationship. You were angry at your spouse and took to the virtual world as a sounding board. 9 years later, you cannot understand why your family will not put up with your spouse. 2014, your employer fires you for not doing your job correctly, and you thought it best to let everyone know what kind of he was on Facebook. 6 years later, you're still going from one job to the next, unable to establish a solid work history. The year, 2018, you discovered a cockroach in your hamburger just as you took a bite. Ugh, disgusted, you pull out your smartphone and snap pics of the creepy crawler and let the gram know what kind of raggedy business this was. 2 years later, they are still serving food, and you can't understand how they became so popular. 2020. The government mandates an order, passes legislation that infuriates you. In anger, you clap back only to hit innocent bystanders who were already hanging on by an emotional thread. 3 hours later. With everything that is happening in the world, we as believers have the opportunity to shed light on topics from a biblical perspective and lead others to the truth the Word of God provides. But social media is easy, and it's tempting to retaliate. After all, no one takes those tweets seriously. Let's frame this mentoring session with scripture so we can operate from the same spiritual space. 1 Peter chapter 3 is a passage of scripture I'd like you to meditate and consider before posting, speaking, reciting online or in person. So let me give you a little background as this letter covered multiple aspects of the Christian life. Peter wrote this to believers scattered in Asia Minor in the first century. In the greeting, Peter identifies himself as the author and exclaims the authority he has received through Christ to be his messenger. Peter seeks to unite himself with the audience through the common bond of faith in our Lord. The body of the letter Peter writes includes praises to God, the exhortation to holiness, submission of the believer, and the suffering of the believer. Peter reveals how persecution should bring about rejoicing because believers should count it a privilege to suffer for the sake of Christ. Let me repeat that. Believers should consider it a privilege to suffer for the sake of Christ. Happiness comes to those who are obedient and submissive to our Lord. Persecuted Christians should focus more on Christ, as we do not belong to this world but are just pilgrims passing through on our way to heaven. So 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 through 7 outlines the duties of husbands and wives. And verses 8 through 22 tells us that Christians should be prepared to suffer for doing good. This is just a snapshot of the chapter, and I encourage you to read it in its entirety. The statement, "Our words have power," takes on a new meaning as we read 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 12, which says, "Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Lord, we thank you for your word. Let us pray. Father, we reach out to you. We thank you for your presence and your patience of us. Thank you for being the gracious, holy Abba, Father, we need in these turbulent times. Lord, I thank you for ordering my steps and allowing me to walk away from disagreements and those who selfishly seek to waste my time and to use me in inappropriate ways. Father, I am guilty of this as well, and I am so grateful you have opened my eyes to keep me moving forward. May we plant seeds of knowledge and bring forth appreciation for the spiritual gifts and talents you have given each of us. May we use your blessings to grow the body of Christ as you intended us to. Be with us as we write, reflect, and deal with the truth of our behavior and narrow-minded limiting beliefs. Help increase our wisdom, our compassion, and understanding. In your name I pray. Amen. Arrogance, the ultimate betrayal of social media. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 specifically, which says, "Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing." I think of social media as the Judas Iscariot of communication. Anything we tweet, post, or go live with has the potential of negatively impacting our relationships, careers, businesses, and brands. The words we write cannot be forgotten and will be used at an opportune time to sway the public. What was once a God-fearing man or woman can be reduced to a racist, murdering, complicit sinner with no redeeming qualities. Because as a Christ follower, there are some things that just should be understood. Right? Well, before you think I am jumping on some sort of bandwagon or supporting certain individuals who live here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, I am not. I would rather hold them responsible for their arrogant, superior tendencies and ask you, dear people of purpose, to also hold them accountable just as you would want someone to do for you. We don't all have the celebrity-like platforms where our words will instantly be picked up around the world. But if you do, you are being held to a higher standard. To whom much is given, much is required. Luke 12:48. Arrogance gets in the way of logic. Let's review the definition of arrogance, or what it means to be arrogant. Having or revealing an exaggerated sense of one's own importance or abilities. I want to share a quick story, as I have to deal with arrogance given my other roles. Most of you know I am a producer, photographer, and editor. In doing that, I try to represent the individual to the best of my ability without coloring in the space with my filter. So this certainly helps when working with difficult clients. Well, on one such project, I asked if they were happy with the final production, and they said, yeah, it was okay. So quickly, I jumped in making suggestions as to how to fix and or elevate it to their liking. Well, after several moments of back and forth conversation, it was determined that they were not happy with what they did. Okay, rock with me for a second, because what I am about to put a spotlight on is integral to us as Christ followers. You see, this person was so insecure and negative about their performance that they could not see the beauty of the total package. That speck they were so conscious of, crowded out by their arrogance, blocked appreciation for what was done. I no longer work with this particular client, not because of the lack of thankfulness, but merely because they could not get out of their own way to see the shining example of Christianity in the final production and how it would make a global impact. How we feel internally comes through externally. It is the tone of our voice, the words we say, the message we convey follows us. I don't want to be the person who pushes someone to be seen in a negative light to thousands or perhaps millions of people. The things we do online is one facet of our being. If that is arrogance and unappreciation, those two character traits become increasingly hard to overturn. Much like Judas Iscariot as he attempted to return the money to the priest. The internet is just as unforgiving. I say all of this as a public service announcement of sorts. Think before you speak, record, or otherwise place your personal views online for the world to witness. You may end up creating your own suffering, which isn't what the Apostle Peter was speaking of. That is the arrogance of you thinking you could get away with it, and your reputation may be damaged. Hey, Purposeful Family, did you know each time you listen, download, and subscribe to this podcast, you are letting these internet streets know you value quality Christian content? Yes, Purposeful People, I need your support. Please share this and other episodes via your social media platforms, email, or even text them. Our Given Purpose, the podcast, is a space for us to gather virtually. So let's check in on one another via social media, email, and peek at those stories. I encourage you to have conversations, collaborate, and let your authentic self shine through. Be a blessing and keep on pressing that share tab. Download Our Given Purpose, the podcast, and Talking on Purpose with Tori, the podcast and internet show, to your library. I am Tori, a certified life coach, and I want to help you gain clarity, organize your thoughts, and be prepared to focus on your assignment. Your purpose is your mission. It is what adds value and meaning to your life. Learning how to harness anger, arrogance, pride, and fear to spark joy, humility, realness, and tenacity? Ooh, okay. So please remember, you can visit OurGivenPurpose.com anytime you want to use these exclusive mentoring sessions, devotionals, and other resources as tools. We hope you will connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All the links are in the show notes. Let's turn our attention back to Arrogance, the Ultimate Betrayal of Social Media, on Our Given Purpose, the podcast. Clarify, organize, prepare. Let's cop our purpose. If you can, pull out your notebooks you've been using for this session. Write down today's date and your location. I will ask you to do this more often moving forward, so when you reflect, you have more points of reference. I've answered questions or written down thoughts and wondered why I felt this way. Once I started taking in my surroundings and recall the parallel circumstances, this added to the totality of my emotions. I encourage you to do the same. We are operating from a growth mindset, so jotting down extra information will help you balance and be more objective. I pray it leads to inner kindness, because we treat others the way we treat ourselves. If you love you, you can love others. Okay, let's clarify, organize, and prepare based on 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Clarify. To make a statement or situation less confused and more clearly comprehensible. I actually love the food approach or definition, which means to separate the water from the milk solids. I know. So, when should we clarify or separate our arrogant, fleeting emotions from the solid word of God? Well, we should do this before we post on social media, before we react because we are embarrassed, angry, or our ego is bruised, before we discuss controversial topics publicly. If we take a few moments to ask God if we are displaying the love He commands us to live by, we will not accidentally provoke arguments or produce statements that kill, steal, and destroy. Oh, the betrayal of social media is a dangerous Judas Iscariot. You arrogantly think that everyone will immediately understand your position, that the ecosystem of your circle of friends arrogantly allows space for you to vent because at the end of the day, your good deeds outweigh your sins. Who you hurt with your statements is just collateral damage. You can ask for forgiveness instead of permission. No shame, no guilt, no one will question your character. When has that ever worked out? The point is, if we claim the blood of Christ over our lives, we must walk in wisdom. Do not repay evil for evil. 1 Peter 3:9. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. Organize. Is to arrange in a structured order. 2 weeks ago, I shared in Daily Steps Towards Intentional Planning, the podcast, why it is essential to schedule your day and make God your priority. The structured order of our day, depending if you are more left brain or right brain, you can approach scheduling in a multitude of methods. Why do you think Erin Condren planners are so popular? Because they speak directly to the right-brained creatives who like visuals and beautiful, thoughtful art. There is something for us all. We just need to be willing to try different strategies. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the second half. But on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. So we bless others by being respectful of their time, valuing their gifts, and placing ourselves in a position to listen, learn, and pray. What are we posting on social media? Is it about God, family, unity, or general knowledge? Or are we attempting to slander, deliver hate speech with a meme? Or have people question our spiritual maturity when it comes to the differing opinions of how government should legislate? If you visit your social media page and scroll through all the information you have written in the last 2 weeks, what would you find? Would you be ashamed or proud? prepare. Make something ready for use or consideration. Create it in advance. I do have some anger issues, and it is a constant battle. However, developing a strategy to properly deal with or walk away from heated events has proven victorious for me every time. I do not want to abandon the pleasure I receive from God's peace, and that requires submission. Submitting to the will of God so His work can be done. I learned lessons about character, who I could trust, what their motives were, and overall if their manipulation was a device of the adversary. There are people, organizations, and communities that endorse placing their agenda before Christ. The worst part is they don't realize they're doing it. And when that happens, that arrogant filter that they are pushing everything through, as true believers, we can only meet it with forgiveness as a solution. So if you are a believer in Christ, your desire to see through His lens becomes the priority. For biblicists, scholars, and theologians who say context is king when delving into Scripture, I wholeheartedly agree. How we step into a passage and draw out wisdom for application is a sound practice. So if any of you who are more well-versed, more knowledgeable, and have a problem with the way I approach Scripture, I understand your departure from this podcast and the teachings that come from it. Okay, back to preparation. 1 Peter 3:12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." The evil of the world will gradually change. The meek shall inherit the earth, and we have the glorious second coming of Christ to hope for. Injustice, even on social media, can be endured in a way that will not compromise the command of God to love one another. We can filter or uphold the value of love, of justice, by trusting in God's ultimate justice. The Lord hears the prayers of the righteous. He listens. He knows. He sees. Those who love the Lord must be prepared for the evil and sufferings that come through in hate speech, social media slander, and being devalued simply because of your ethnicity, gender, or religion. We must continue talking one-on-one and in small groups to combat misinformation and misunderstandings. Before you take it to the net, I invite you to interlock your fingers and bow your head in prayer. Go to the Lord and ask for His wisdom, because God orders our steps. Are you willing to prepare with Him? Father, we thank You. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Lord, we thank You. We thank You for the blessings. We thank You for the choice You give us to wholeheartedly come and worship with You, to sit at Your feet and drink from the cup in Your hand. Lord, I give You my authentic praise. We come humbly before You with hearts opened and minds ready to continue doing Your will. Let us be in perfect alignment with You. Thank You, Abba Father, for this platform. Lord, I lift those up in prayer, those who are trusting in Your miraculous healing power. We will remain faithful, and we know You are a God of Your word. Calm our anxious hearts and give us direction, clarity, organization, preparation, and understanding. Thank You, Holy Abba Father. In Your name I pray, amen. You've just actively participated in Arrogance, the Ultimate Betrayal of Social Media, a podcast, Season 4, Episode 17. Through these episodes, we hope to support your desire to clarify, organize, and prepare so you are equipped to walk boldly in your purpose. Feel free to share and download these episodes. Connect with us at Our Given Purpose on Facebook and Instagram, and at OGP the Podcast on Twitter. We are in these internet streets praying and socializing. Use the hashtag Our Given Purpose so we can catch up with you as well. Our Given Purpose has 12-week mentoring sessions available for those who want to do their work privately. Elements of Anger began in January, and you can go through the process at your own pace. We are in week 9 of Elements of Arrogance and Pride, and will break in August. We return on Tuesday, September 1st, with Elements of Fear. All of the mentoring sessions are Christ-driven, as I am a Trinitarian. So I use scripture to help clarify, organize, and prepare with God's holy word. So please visit OurGivenPurpose.com for all of this and more. The seeds are being sprinkled, y'all. Where are they falling? By the road? In shallow soil? In the thickets? Or will they find a home in fertile soil, unobstructed by anger, arrogance, pride, or fear? Let's get the tools out. We've got fruit to grow. Don't forget to check the show notes. Do it now. You've got a smartphone. Download this episode so you can easily find it later, and subscribe. Thank you for being here. This is Tori of Our Given Purpose, the podcast.